time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, shit, I put that on the Bible. I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Legs spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey.
We about to guess that arrive. We feel me. We can get back on some more productive topics.
You're not that bullshit.
We'll get back to the gang in a minute. Later on, another episode. What's the deal, people? It's your boy, the one and only, your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. Make sure you share, like, subscribe to the channel. Podcast in the world. Tap in. We here to lead the way, like Messiah say. We here to wake the sheep that sleep. We got Messiah back in the building. He done jumped off a flight, running around the country. We got Ruckus back in the building, fan favorite. And we got the one and only Miss Mariah. I know y'all done seen her. She was on streetgangs.com. She's tearing up Instagram. She's everywhere. What's going on?
Give it up.
Round of applause.
Thank you guys so much for having me, for being patient. If y'all don't know, I was supposed to be here like a month ago. I got COVID, so I'm finally glad to be here. It's a pleasure to finally be here with y'all.
That shit crazy. People still catching COVID.
Yes. Like,
that shit don't even exist to me in my mind.
Nah, for sure. So glad you could finally make it. You feel me?
I'm so happy to be here.
Been looking forward to the collab. I know Traffic just kicked her ass, but she's here now.
Yes.
So we got a number of different topics today, but let's start with the trending topic since we got a lady in the house. We ain't had a lady in the house in a while.
Okay.
So are you familiar with the Dr. Cheyenne Bryant interviews that's going viral right now with her and Cam Newton, her and Nick Cannon?
Yes.
What is your overall feeling about the interviews? How do you think they went? How do you think the discussions went, the content of it? Let's just get that out the way first.
Number one, I didn't get to see the full interview with her and Cam Newton. I am familiar with her. I believe she did like couples therapy before and other things of that nature. I definitely love the way she handled Cam Newton. I believe that she gave her honest, I don't even want to say opinion, because she comes from like what, like a psychological, she comes from like a psychological
background.
So I definitely like the way she handled it, because I believe Cam Newton said he didn't want to get married, and what else was he talking
what
about?
Stood out,
want
what,
more kids.
What stood out the most to you about it that she said?
I like the way you said she handled Cam. Like, she put us in a place down there.
She did it so classy and, like, just such a lady. And I love the way she spoke to him and didn't put him down. I think
she did put him down.
Told his ass apart.
What do women definition of putting somebody down? Like, y'all don't, for one, y'all don't understand shit about men, so I understand that.
Okay, I need to see a clip first.
She's just a total hypocrite at the end of the day.
You believe so?
I know for a fact this bitch is a hypocrite, because let me tell you why.
Okay.
A woman could destroy her whole fucking family, and when they say, why did you do that? Because I wasn't happy. Women base everything off of happiness. They can do anything and women will support them. Well, girl, you gotta do what makes you happy. Cam is happy fucking multiple bitches and getting them pregnant. Why he can't? He's taking care of them. His kids ain't out here looking bad. He's literally taking care of his responsibility, and that's what makes him happy. But there's a problem with that. But when Tia Mowry destroyed her family, talking about two people died in my family, and I just started reevaluating my life and left her husband of many years, they was like, girl, you got to do whatever makes you happy. That's hypocrisy right
Do you feel Cam cooked her? I mean, do you feel she cooked Cam in exchange?
I feel like she talks from a position of hypocrisy.
No, I believe to answer your question, what stuck out to me, what just came to me, was she was saying that he's creating broken families, basically, because you can spend, time with one child and this, and then you have another broken family, and it's, you're creating broken families is one thing.
Define for us what a broken family is.
I think in everybody's situation is different. I have half siblings. So I grew up with both my parents in my household, but I still do have half siblings that my dad had outside of the marriage. But you know, to when they're in our household, it's a family dynamic. But what they deal with their fam, with their mothers, it's a totally different dynamic. You know, things that may happen in our household may not, you know, that we don't allow, may be allowed in their household. And then sometimes, you know, these children need their fathers. I believe that both children need their parents.
But hold on. Let Messiah interject. How you felt about the whole interview, bro?
Now, the interview was cool. I felt like I said, when it comes to certain people that can speak a certain eloquent way or can take down or make it seem like this dude is all bad or whatever the case it may be, it looks good on her behalf. But nobody questioned nothing about when he asked her, why are you at this age single with no kids? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You fought him for having kids, but you doing the one thing you're supposed to be doing, procreating. How much time you still think you got left? How old is she? Like 40?
41.
41. And at this, how long did it take you to figure out if you need a man or what you need from a man? And at the end of the day, like I say, it's easy to point out flaws on him. But did all his kids live with him? Because then it's a different story if they all staying under the same roof as him versus being spread out or whatever the case it may be. Because even beginning of time, it's been men that had multiple wives or multiple families. And a man can go spend 4 days here with this family and 3 days here. Other, not like a woman can. A woman can't go back and forth. But a man can still be valuable in a kid's life, I believe, with doing what he's doing.
Yeah, it's not always about the financial aspect. I believe it's about you physically being there. And I know you're a father, right? Are you guys all fathers?
No, yeah. Not me.
Yeah, I'm okay. A father for sure.
So I was a young mother. I have one kid's father. You know, we co-parent very well. That would be considered what a broken family, right? I don't want any more children. I've been single for quite some time. I'm 31 years old now. Does that make me questionable? What I say, is it not like, basically, is it like what I'm saying is, am I not credible? Am I not a credible source? Because, you know, I'm a single mother. I have two kids. I have a 14 and almost a 10-year-old. So does that make me not credible?
Because, well, credible towards what exactly?
Because you said that she was, 40 years old. Are women supposed to procreate and get married? Like,
I'm not saying her word is not credible. The things that she's speaking on, she spoke truth. She spoke facts. But at the same time, she's throwing stones without even being in that same position herself. She's mad at him for creating, but she's not even trying to create a family or get to that point, in my opinion, right now.
Well, I agree, because my analysis on the interview, like I stated in the video that I made about it, she did cook Cam. I'm not gonna lie. She deep fried Cam.
How did she cook him?
Hold on, she dissected him. She did dissect him, bro. She won that exchange. I'm gonna just say that. But I did not leave her undiagnosed herself, because in the process of cooking Cam, she cooked herself, because she is, to me, the whole thing I got from it, because I didn't even know she went to Nick Cannon and did the same thing. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is a pattern. And I'm seeing a pattern in the type of words that she's branding. Like, the new thing is high functioning, because Kevin Samuels, you know, he branded high value as far as for the men. So What I see is her trying to become the new relationship guru, because there's a hole in the space as far as someone taking the crown. So I see her trying to be like the female Kevin Samuels, to where now she's branding, you know, high functioning, this and that. And she's running around almost tearing, not even almost, she's kind of tearing down these guys who have been championed to be high value, the guys that women want, which is why they have 6, 7, 8 baby mamas and 10 kids, because women are lining up to be the next baby mama, because they know, hey, if I get pregnant by Nick Cannon, I spit out a baby, it comes with a black card. I can go shopping unlimited. My life is straight. This is the life investment. Same thing with Cam Newton. And women are willingly signed up for that. Like I always say, a woman will rather be the 10th wife to a king than the first wife to the jester, to the clown over there, to the average 9-to-5 working guy. Majority of women, not all, nothing in the world is absolute, but a high 98-99% is going to take the rich guy over the average guy. So what I see her doing, she's trying to brand herself, which she's doing a good job of. But even
she's
if you
already
look,
done it.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. Even if you look at the interviews, the first interview with Nick Cannon, she came dressed up modestly. That interview with Cam, titties out, nipples down there out. She got the chain on, got her neck. Like, hold on, ain't you a doctor? You look like you ready to try to entice this dude here with suits.
Listen,
man, I think she would fuck with Cam.
But she got on Nick Cannon to act like he's operating from a low frequency or low vibration. This is why he's doing what he's doing. Like, for him to be as successful and to be where he's become, he has to be able to operate from a higher frequency. So just for her to even try to break him down in that aspect is because he's choosing to have several kids with different women that he's automatically has to be operating from his lower nature is crazy.
Well, I will say for her, sorry to cut you off, but what I would say for her, I know that she was a therapist as well as Teen Mom. So she does also get on women too. I got to watch the whole interview now because you did say she tore him down. And I'm not for tearing anybody down. And I feel like women, we do have to be accountable for certain things.
It's not about tearing him down. Like, men have to stop listening to women about anything regarding being a man. You didn't build empires listening to your wife. You didn't. Well, she offers valuable information in some areas. But when it comes to being a man, women are just purely hypocritical. They don't even, they'll be in one position, they'll have one opinion on something, one second, next second, they got a whole different opinion. I'll give you a prime example. Elon Musk got like 20 kids by like 8 different women. Nobody say nothing to him. It's a bunch of white dudes out here doing that. You got the, remember the thing, Big Love, where the Mormon dudes up northern Arizona, they got 10 wives, 35 kids. Never said nothing about it.
There's a lot of TV shows like that on TLC.
But what I'm saying is this is a reality in our society, right? Mm-hmm. This is a way of life that people live by. How do we take the Western standard that's absolutely failing our communities and we take that and use that and weaponize it against men? Cam Newton is a man with the resources to have multiple children by as many women as he wants to. His children ain't down bad. The women ain't out here complaining. As a matter of fact, I think he gives them a level of security. Because even if you listen to his new baby mama, Jasmine Brown, she's like, I just love being able to like take care of him, make sure he has everything he wants, all that stuff. For women, that's a level of security for them. Most women don't want to worry about nothing. You think women really want to work? They don't want to work. They might think working sounds cool. Wait till their kid birthday come. Wait till their kid got a doctor appointment, they sick. They damn near like, fuck this job, man. I want to stay here and take care of my baby. So what we're doing, what we're operating from, or we're approaching it from a perspective of dysfunction naturally. Like, we're dysfunctional when it comes to the natural order of things, right? So if you look at an animal, a lion, he has a bunch of cubs by a bunch of different lioness. You look at the ancient days back in even us in Africa, a man had like 5 wives and they all had their own little space. And then he had his little hut and he would go and interact with the wives according to the day or whenever he felt like it. You talk over to anybody.
This nigga long-winded. God damn.
Listen. Huge civilizations came from this way of life. Look at America. Everybody gay. We ain't reproducing like we supposed to. We can't tell anybody the right way to do anything because we're not succeeding.
That's the main point. There is no direct blueprint of how certain things should go. People are different. People believe in different things. Everybody compares it to a blueprint and we put it on that. Like, you don't know what they agreed to in their life or whatever they chose mm-hmm. to do with each other. So for everybody to bash somebody for how they living is crazy at the end of the day. What works for you might not work for me. And what worked for y'all might work for me. So it depends, man.
I'm a firm believer that, you know, what works for his lifestyle, it may not appear to be broken homes. Maybe his children are being raised upright according to their standards, who are outsiders to judge. Now, that lady, I feel like she came from a therapist. From the clips I've seen, I have not watched the entire interview, so who am I to say the entire, you know, it's an entirety.
For sure.
You know, but I know from, she does give great advice. I've watched her do, like, work with teen moms. This is recently. And get on them about, you know, being young mothers, how, you know, listening to the voice, certain things like that. But to piggyback off what you said men shouldn't be, like, really listening to women and taking a lot of advice. With certain things, I do believe that. Like, I have a 14-year-old son. There's certain things I cannot teach him, and I cannot tell him how to carry and conduct himself. And there are certain feelings he's going through that I will never understand. So that's where the father's role comes in. And, you know, my tribe of family, my father, my brother-in-law, things like that. So when you say, we know women, we think of emotion. And sometimes we think off of passion and in that moment. And then we may make false decisions.
And that's where Cheyenne Bryan is coming from. Oh, this is not right in my mind. Like, to her, it's effed up, right? But I'll ask you a question. Who you think doing better right now? Tyrese or Cam Newton?
Well, are you talking about financially?
I'm talking about period. Which nigga's on TV crying, divorced for the third time? She trying to take $40,000 a month.
She tripled up. That nigga giving up 600. Yeah, but bands.
He put that woman first. He took Jaheim advice.
I know, but that's basically what advice. This is the point he's making.
It's not even putting her first. He put himself in an arrangement that did not benefit him.
I'm only trying to scrutinize the interview, not women as a whole. Else. I'm just sticking strictly with Cheyenne Bryan because she's 41, unmarried, no kids, no successful relationships, no history of a successful relationship. All her relationships failed. She left both. She walked away from two proposals, meaning that the guys that proposed weren't the men that she wanted, which is why she walked away. I don't know why she's bragging about walking away.
She has no proof of concept.
No, it don't even matter. No, but you brag about proposals that somebody you don't even give a fuck about.
I feel strongly that some women feel that they don't need men. They're just so independent. Because I've been single for so long where I feel like I don't mind working. I don't mind handling my business. I don't mind doing that. And I also, if I have a man, I don't mind ironing his clothes. I don't mind doing all those things. But there has to come to a point where you have to listen and allow a man to lead. And a lot of women are not ready, don't want a man to lead them. And
But this is the thing, though, because that's a lie. Every woman secretly wants a man. I don't care how much they say they don't. They want a man. They can't get the man.
It's in your DNA.
They might not want the men that are available to them, but in their mind, there's a blueprint of a man that they want. They just don't have access to. To say they don't need men is insane because the world was built and civilized by men. Literally,
yeah, that's everything false. We need each other. We absolutely need each other.
So in place of having a man like here next to them, they have the man, the system taking care of them. But they still are a byproduct of men.
How do they know they need something if they've never had it? The problem here with all this, especially Cheyenne Bryan, and why we're actually looking at this lady like she's a source or an authority on anything, is because most of us grew up in single parent homes with moms. So a lot of us never saw our mom have a man to be there for her. You know, our mom crying because she can't pay a bill or something. We looking at her like we helpless. She tripping. Like with me. My daughter don't ever got to worry about that. My dad is going to pay for everything. Mm-hmm. My mom, she ain't got to do shit, but just sit here and look cute. A lot of us never experienced that. Mm-hmm. So a woman who never experienced that can go and say, look, I don't need that. You don't think you need it because you never had it. But once you touch it, if you mess it up, or once you touch it, you never want to give it up. And if you do mess it up or it goes away, you're going to be looking for it. I don't see many women who were married to a man who took care of them and did what he was supposed to do who are like, I'm divorced and I'm just going to stay single. Most of those women quickly try to run and get back into a relationship. Same with men. Most people who have been married get remarried. So I just think Cheyenne Bryan, she's the perfect doctor for a bunch of dysfunctional black people who don't got no type of life experience to basically validate her, what she's saying against.
At the end of the day, though, it can go either way because there's still people that came from two-parent households that house was very dysfunctional, mm-hmm. where they was fucked up and the kids end up being fucked up based off of what they was taught.
Their kids being in prison and all kinds of stuff. So it really comes down to a lot of people are going through trauma. Just because you come from a two-parent household or you're married doesn't mean that there's not trauma. Someone like, her name's Cheyenne Bryant, right? Because she hasn't been through these things and she hasn't been married or doesn't have children, she wouldn't understand the pain and the things that you go through and things that you have to heal through to get to that next level. So I'm not going to fault Cam Newton for having a bunch of baby mamas. Do I agree with it? No, but that, who am I to say? Like, you know, financially he looks like he's doing well, but it's not always about the finances. It's about physically being there for that child.
Hold on. But the reason I'm bringing this whole thing up, and before I even get to that, just about the blueprint thing, blueprints do matter because that gives you a track record of success versus failure. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, but there's more effective ways than others. So if the quickest way to skin a cat is this way, yeah, it might take you triple the time. You can still skin the cat this way, but shit, you could save triple the time doing it this way. So I'm going to do it this way to be more successful. Yeah, two-parent homes can be dysfunctional, but let's look at the rates. Single mother home, two-parent home. 9 times out of 10, the two-parent home, the kid who grows up that way is going to be more successful than the one in the single-parent home. It's not an outlier. It's not a one-size-fit-all, but The percentages matter. So that's where people get lost when they go, oh my God, but yeah, over there it could be fucked up. Yeah, it could, but could the be. Odds are less than not. So, but as far as why I'm bringing this up, because I noticed the whole gender war was dying down, where you weren't seeing a lot of that being pushed to the forefront, where black people really started to sit down with each other and go, hey, we need to like figure this shit out. And to me, the powers that be saw that and was like, nah, we need to throw a monkey wrench and ignite this fire back up. We need to light this fire back up. We need to spark another fuse. And bam, we get Cheyenne Bryant. She goes and goes versus Cam Newton, man versus woman, black man versus black woman. She goes to Nick Cannon, black man versus black woman. Now that's all you see in the comments is women feeling championed again. Like, oh yeah, girl, fuck these dudes. Woo-wah. You're not Cheyenne Bryant. You're not as beautiful as her. You're not as successful. You don't have as much money.
Let's not
you
discredit already, the beauty though.
You are, no, we're discrediting the beauty. Ugly's because, ugly, beautiful
because
is beautiful.
Because beauty comes, I believe beauty comes from the inside too. Your heart, you could be as beautiful on the outside and all that, but that inside matters the most.
No, that's true.
But majority,
as true
of, people,
as that
majority
is,
of people are not going to get an opportunity if you look crazy on the outside.
No,
first.
But what I'm saying, as true as that is, there's still a beauty standard. Like, we all know, okay, this person's
society
beautiful.
Does have a big beauty standard.
Right, right. So, but what I'm saying is, all of this is just sparking the gender war back up, because now you got women going back to saying fuck men, and now you got men going back to say how ain't shit women is, and it's no progress. But, so, don't get lost in the sauce of the content. Pay attention. They're playing chess with niggas is what I'm saying.
But I think the thing
but the conversations was good conversations.
I believe these conversations need to happen, though.
I don't think these conversations need to happen at all. I think these conversations are just gaslighting, because everybody's situation is unique. And these women who are celebrating this, they will never tell you the truth about their experience.
Right.
Because when you peel back their layers on the onion, I got five sisters. So I know y'all out here fucked up doing bullshit. Not you specifically, but women, right?
Right.
There's a lot of women who got good dudes who fucking them over hard. The thing I'm saying is, what men need to pay attention to is how Cam Newton handled it. He sat there and she said a lot, but when you looked at his face, you could tell it was going in one ear and out the other.
Nah, because he was hot, like, bro.
No, he didn't even look upset.
He was hot, smiling. Nigga.
Listen, at the end of the day, Cam Newton is like this. You can say anything you want. Because for a man, I got 8 kids. That's what a man values. Those kids mean more than anything anybody could say. So when we look at the whole situation, men just need to look at Nick Cannon and Cam Newton and say, does anything they're doing or got going stop because of what Cheyenne Bryant said? No. And that's how it is with women. Y'all could say anything. The only time it has power is if a man is dumb enough to actually listen to it and actually apply it to his life. Like, just keep doing what you're doing. Because that what she said, those girls are so empowered. 90% of them open their legs up for Cam Newton and let them skeet in them raw.
I'm going to tell you why he was hot, though. Because he came back the next day and the caption was, you're a 41-year-old single childless dating coach. And it was just hilarious. And they killed him in the comments. That shit was comedy. But it got under his skin.
How are you
sure.
a dating coach if you ain't married and got no successful relationship? It's stupid. It's like me being a personal trainer. Like,
I won't 100% put it on, not because she's a woman. But I do believe these conversations are important to happen, because I'm someone that likes to watch debates back from Malcolm X days to this day.
Right
now, present. It's good to know, to pick each other's brain, whether he applies it to his life or not. He's still who he is. He's still a successful black man. And if he is taking care of those children, and I'm not talking about financially, because we all know financially he's well, you know, physically, like being there for the important things and, you know, the nurturing, the love, and for these children to grow up and be in society and be good people, then, you know, that's his situation. You know, who are we to judge? For her, you know, she hasn't experienced that. She's coming from straight from the books. You know, I'm sure she got a PhD and all this stuff. So she's coming straight from what the book says.
PhD in what? From a society that's literally falling apart and can't even, our birth rate is in the toilet.
No,
that's
she uses statistics the same way he just brought a statistic. But so she's going off of that.
But if you look at statistics, Cam Newton's children, statistically speaking, are going to do way better than all these people who criticizing him's children.
But this is the thing, though. They're just criticizing the conversation, not really his life. See, a lot of people, their lives are so bullshit and ain't shit that they live vicariously through These people that they're seeing. So all these women who got 8 baby daddies, 7 kids, none of their baby daddies want to fuck with them. They all low functioning, low value men. They're championing her because they're living vicariously through her. They will never be a woman of her caliber, but just to see one go against a man who for the last, since what, 2020, men have been on podcasts saying, okay, we're championing these guys, and women like y'all can't even walk in the same room as these guys. Now they feel like, okay, we finally got a victory, because Red Pill been saying, hey, don't date single moms. Single moms are discounted products. So now you have a woman who's saying, no, single dads are discounted products. I won't even date one. They're low functioning and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, girl. Well, like, I see it in the comments.
But what is the value of a 41-year-old woman with no kids? Your eggs is dried up. You look okay with makeup.
That's not necessarily.
No, wait a minute. I'm telling you.
We see that, though.
Listen, there is no, that lady, if she was in a grocery store on the shelf, you know when you go over to the little right side of the meat counter with the fucking red sticker on it, like, they're trying to get this out. That's where she is. No matter how big those titties looked on camera and all that, I get it. Aesthetically, she looks somewhat cool.
I'm not even talking about her looks. I'm saying that who's to say next week she may find the man and get married and have kids. So we can't just put her on the shelf and say.
Men are saying
that's what men are saying.
I was responding to him actually when he said women are trying to live vicariously through. I'm like, women, there are better examples for you to live vicariously through. This lady, we don't even know what she's dealt with in the past. And I've had this situation a lot, like where I be around women and they seem to have it all together. Then you start talking to them and you like, ooh, shit. Like, it's a lot going on. And for her, she's just saying stuff that she knows is going to get a rise out of females. But he opened up about him. Why she didn't open up about her? They weren't having a therapy session. They were having a conversation. Easy to say something when you're not giving anything about you.
Bro, but you got to realize she's branding and marketing herself.
I get it.
She's getting women to champion behind her. And we all know women don't need logic. It doesn't have to make sense. This is why I hate when guys say, you can't beat a woman in an argument. No, you just run out of patience, because when the shit they say don't make sense, they just start saying anything. And it gets under your skin and you're like, no, fuck this argument you won. It's not that they out-argued you.
No.
They don't need logic to argue.
They're going to win every time, because it don't matter. They don't care if they win or lose. They just go emotional battle. You're going to lose that.
So you said I'm giving them too much credit? I'm expecting too much from
them? Yeah, but what I'm saying is ain't no woman beating me in no argument. I'm sorry. Like,
I ain't even going to
argue. Logic going to trump emotion, but I'm not even trying to make it a man versus woman thing. The reason I even brought the topic up, other than it's trending, is I see it getting out of control again with the gender war shit.
I think it's been going downhill for quite some time due to the music, due to women wanting to take the role of men, because I see that a lot. We hear it all the time. I don't need an NIDJ for this, or F these niggas, I got a side dude. And women are losing their value and their essence and their morals and the respect for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's been going on for quite some time. Like,
when did they have the value? Freaknik was in 88. Like, women been doing the same shit forever.
Nah, women have women had different values.
I'm talking about women. Yeah. We're talking about, those are young girls. No, college girls. No. I'm talking
girls
about
Girls Gone Wild, Freaknik, BET.
Girls Gone Wild, that shit was a percentage. It's not like it is now.
Even now, it's still just a small percentage.
No, it's the norm.
You have different women in different sections, right? So that freak me said, let's take that out the equation. Okay. I'm just saying, as of lately, that's even grown women. You got, okay, and I love this lady to death. Tracee Ellis Ross posted a picture where her covering her nipples, but she was still flaunting her body. And that's amazing. Like, love your body. But at 50 years old, I don't want to see a 50-year-old woman doing that. It's like, at what point do we just, you know what I'm saying? At this point in time, it's just like, we just free, but we just doing what.
Nah, but it's like who the person you are. What type of attention are you looking for?
Yeah, what are you looking
at this point?
For?
You already famous. How much attention do you need?
What is your intent? Like,
this
what
is
are
the
your
thing
intention?
With women like Tracee Ellis Ross. That's prime example of don't listen to what a woman says. Pay attention to what she does.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same lady who will say she does need a man. She's happy being single. Who are you showing your titties to? Other women? Who you showing that body to every time you take a picture? You got your ass facing the camera.
Because you want the men
in
the comments.
That's for men's validation. But so she still wants men, period, point blank. All this I don't want a man shit. We got to kill that bullshit. All that happy single. All that's lies. We got to peel the layers back and just be honest with ourselves.
But a man, not a boy, because also...
What is a boy?
Hey, let her finish, goddamn.
Okay, let me give you a perfect example. A boy, you can't even have a regular debate or conversation because you're getting upset. I'm not talking about you physically. I'm saying
shots fired, bang bang.
I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, the things that you like, you know, the lies, the stupidity, the games, and all the ignorant stuff. A man is someone, whether you work a 9-to-5 or you have your own business, things like that. A man that's gonna tell you when you're wrong and put you in your place and not have to scold you or put you down. Like a man that can lead a woman in the right direction, because I do feel that women do need to be led sometimes, because we do act.
Everything you just said is totally subjective, and that's why I'm telling you it's all in perspective. Because in one woman's eyes, the boy would be the dude who like, yeah, I just fucked 10 other chicks and you just one of them. They would say, oh, you're immature, how could you not be considerate of my feeling? And women are out here dealing with dudes like that. Like every day. So, right. But you just said the boy is the one who's going to play the games and lie to you and try to deceive you. Well, maybe the man doing that because he wants to preserve your feelings versus the boy who's going to be callous to you and just throw it at you.
No, I'm talking about men that know what they want, their intent. I'm talking about men that.
But if a man tells you really what he wants to fuck multiple women. That's what men really want. We can't tell y'all that because y'all going to be like, y'all going to go off. And we won't be able to get the kids out of you guys. All I'm saying is,
so what is the ultimate goal of a man in your eyes? What is the ultimate
goal and job of a man is to spread his seed as far as possible. Because that's what men would be doing if society didn't heap all these rules on top of us. I respect Tracee Ellis Ross. She committed to being a bust down. She didn't bring no kids in the world. She not fucking them. Nobody like but hers. The one I don't respect is the freaking 300-pound chick who looked bigger than me, who got 5 kids by 5 different dudes on the internet talking about, ooh, Cam Newton, he's horrible. She read him, girl, school, whatever. Girl, you're a breeder. That's the way it is.
So do you think that women are only here to just have children and that's it?
That is your primary function.
Okay, so as a man, you're saying spread your seeds and have many kids, but then those are also kids you have to provide for,
right? And if you can provide for them, you can do it. That's what I'm telling
you. Okay, but let me break this down to you also. So men are also stressed out because women are stressing them out because of the bills, the this, the that, the this, the that. So you're spreading yourself thin because... By the time you get home, you don't even want to deal with the kids or the wife or the children or anything. Like, what is your ultimate goal for in your life?
What I'm telling you is a man who doesn't have the resources shouldn't even be able to have more kids than he can take care of, because women are supposed to use their selective nature to choose men who can take care of the children that they are producing.
Man, can we cut the bullshit though? Women don't know how to choose men. Let's just be real.
Man, what I'm telling you is it's very simple for a woman to choose men, but women, because since they become empowered, they have basically... They basically overthought the situation to where they like fell in a ditch. Because even back in the day, when there wasn't no welfare, nothing like that, women were very selective with who they even laid up with. Because they're like, I gotta make sure if I push out a baby, this dude can take care of me, the baby, and everybody else. Now women got welfare. They like, I just open my legs for anybody. Look, for sexual pleasure.
Let me ask y'all this.
The state will take care of
them. Let me ask y'all this. Monogamy is obviously failing.
Right.
It's failing society, it's failing the world, it's ruining families, it's ruining lives. People are actually committing murders behind people committing infidelity. And let's be real, men aren't monogamous by nature at all. Mm-hmm. Women are more monogamous by nature. They're built for monogamy. We can just go down all type of factors. Women can get pregnant once a month. A man can get a woman pregnant every day. It's just man can have kids, damn near till they die. A woman, she has a small window of when it's safe for her to have kids and when she's actually even physically able to have kids. Mm-hmm. Everything lines up for men to have multiple partners, and it's always been that way since the beginning of time. So at what point do we see this system is failing? Let's reboot. Let's go back to the drawing board and let's come up with a system that will work in our favor. Because honestly, like he said, all men pretty much want multiple women. We might not want to wife multiple women, but at some point, a man's going to exercise the option to seek another woman.
Absolutely.
For sexual pleasure at some point in time. So why do we continue? Why do women continue to destroy their families, destroy their kids' lives, destroy their own lives behind something that they know is going to happen anyways? Why not?
So, okay.
Embrace a different lifestyle, because monogamy is not it.
Okay, so I do think that you have to choose a type of woman that's fit for you. Right? Like someone like, for a woman like you has to be okay with, I don't want to say shenanigans because that makes it seem like what you're saying is not valid, because how you feel and the way you live, that's...
I'll say what you want to say.
Yeah, keep
I don't want to say shenanigans because it's not shenanigans. That's just basically how you feel and how you see things. But a woman has to be okay to put up with how you operate and how your mindset is. And then, you know, you guys meet each other down the middle. Same thing for you and same thing for you. When you say women are... Why they choose to ruin their lot?
Yes.
Lot? Yes. Do you mean
like a woman will have a good man, mm-hmm. takes care of the house, he makes good money, takes care of his kids, a hell of a dad, hell of a husband, everything perfect. She find out he fucked another woman. She's going to now go to divorce court, take his children away from him, so now they no longer have a father. She's going to try to destroy him financially to where he can't even provide for himself or the children. And they don't give a damn. A woman will burn the house down with her kids in it out of rage and then figure out, damn, I fucked up, after her rage goes away. Like, there's no logic once a woman is enraged. So rather than look at it logically, like, well, this has always been men since the beginning of time. This is always going to be men. It's never going to change. Why ruin a good thing? You have a good thing.
I think that's giving an excuse for men. Okay.
Do you believe being monogamous is still the way to go in relationships?
I'm going to tell you what I don't know is best that I don't know. I don't agree to it, but I'm not stupid. I'm not the type that's going to be blowing up your phone while you're outside with your boys and all that type of stuff. I'm not stupid to knowing the fact that there's a possibility you may cheat or whatever. However, if everything else is taken care of, the home, everything, and we're in a good headspace, you're not mistreating me, things like that. I feel like that is more where my mindset is at. My mindset is not worried about you cheating on me and all that
stuff. But once you find out,
am I gonna blow? No, I've accepted the cheating thing. I took.
So can we stop calling it cheating then? Once you accepted it, it's no longer cheating, right? Because cheating is just an ideology that's man-made. So that's what I'm getting at, is the monogamy thing, because this is women's rebuttal. Find somebody that suits you that will accept that. Cool. Let's just say all men today came out and was as honest as we are on this podcast and told women this. What percentage of women in Western societies are okay with that when they've been programmed since birth to believe monogamy is the only way and it's the only way that's right? And anything other than monogamy is wrong. How many are willingly going to accept that?
I feel like in society, and I'm not including myself, but women nowadays are saying, well, all right, it's the get back thing. Well, if he's going to do that, then I'm going to go sleep with somebody else.
Right.
So, excuse me. I feel like that is the big thing. That is where it's at right now. Because he hurt me, I'm going to go do that. Now, you did give a perfect example when you said, now you want to give him child support, you ruined your whole family, things like that. I think it's the way we go about things too. Like, did he have a whole relationship with this lady? Did he cheated on her or whatever strictly you want? Sex. He slept with, it was just strictly sex. However the situation was. Now, if it was just like, you know, it's just about how you go about things. I don't believe, me personally, I don't do the child support thing. I feel like we're grown enough to say, hey, this is what the kids need. We can communicate and that's just what it is. I don't do I don't want them to take your license. I don't know. Sometimes men fall short and financially they're not doing it. I don't want to see this black man go down and we have two kids together. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my standpoint on it. And we've been separated for 10 years.
Do you believe it's wrong for a man to sleep with another woman besides the woman he's in a relationship with? Let me ask you that way.
I don't like it.
I know you don't like it. Do you believe it's wrong? Because I earlier used the word that you're making an excuse for men as if I'm trying to give a reason that's not valid for us doing that. When we're wired that way, we're genetically wired to spread our seed, like this man said.
I don't like it. Is it necessarily wrong? I think it's more. How can I answer this? It's wrong when you fall in love with the other person, when you're treating that the person that you're sleeping with as your woman, like your woman, like you.
I'd agree with that.
Hold on, but let me ask y'all this though. Then why are women so comfortable of being like the side chick to married men or to a man that she knows already in a relationship? Women would be proudly dealing with men that's already in committed relationships. But then say if she goes and get in a relationship with another man and he wants to have that same type of non-monogamous relationship, she won't be with that.
Hmm. I've never been this side. That I've never
knowingly.
Huh?
Say knowingly. None of your friends. None of your friends.
You gotta say knowingly. Because a lot of y'all be deciding don't know it.
Yeah. The reason why I'm gonna say I haven't dated in quite some time. I feel like today I need to be, I wanna give the man the right version of me. Working wise, in a good headspace. You know, I just moved back to Cali from Atlanta. So I like to be on top of my stuff before coming to a man. I don't want to be all over the place and him feeling like my obligations are his obligations.
I hear a lot of women say that these days, and it's kind of confusing me because a good man is going to help you reach that faster, which is the whole
leading to the best version of you faster than you can be yourself. But my mind is like, okay, let's say we get into it, or you know, we get into an argument. I'm not a person that will, I don't say mean, like nasty mean things, but what if he's like, girl, you know, says some mean things to me, and then I feel like
the man for you. Basically put you in a position to where it's like, I gotta be here, but you in control.
And I don't want you to feel like you have to be here for love and not because you're trying to like pull me out of something. Whatever we go through is because when we got in this relationship, we were never perfect, but we kind of both have it ourselves.
You feel like if you're not on that right, that playing field, then a man will treat you different.
In a sense, and I just feel like I can't love you the right way because I'm so focused on what I have to accomplish and the things I need to do.
As far as what?
As far as financially, as far as I want to write another book. I don't need no other distractions. Like, you know, I want to make sure I can love you wholeheartedly and not be, my mental is like, I'm all over the place. And right. I don't want
so you waiting for things to be in the perfect situation. That's not good.
But not perfect, but in a...
I mean, when are you ever going to have enough money in the job?
I'm just in a reset. That's what I'm saying. I'm just in a reset. Women, I just moved back.
Women are like a good piece of meat, right? The better quality of the meat, the less seasoning it need. You know what I'm saying? Men recognize that. That's why I think all the women should listen to Jasmine Brown versus Cheyenne Bryant. Because Jasmine Brown was like, look, this is what I'm bringing. Everything you need, I'm catering to my man. I'm looking out for him. I read him. I study him. I know how he's going to be, what mood he'll be in if this happened or at this time of the day. That's really what women bring to the table. Just getting like a very like deep understanding of the man that they're with. And if you really understand him as much as you're supposed to, you won't ever have to worry about financials and stuff like that because he's just going to make it happen for you. Like you won't even have to ask, hey, do you need this? Like here goes this or that. I've actually seen that with like my uncle and
but
his wife.
But that's the point she's getting at. She's not trying to do all that.
But no, but what I'm saying, would you rather,
that's old trauma. What I'm saying is
you are working. What I would say is for to be successful in a relationship, women are working in the wrong direction. They're like, I got to be successful in the world and have all this lined up. If you put that same effort into your relationship, I think women will find out that a lot of the concerns that they have would dissipate. It wouldn't even be there. That's what happened back in the day. Because let me tell you, as a man who's been married for 19 years, who am I going to leave my wife for? Like, if I really look at this lady, like, okay, let me leave her. Who I'm leaving her for? Who Cam Newton leaving Jasmine Brown for? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be able to replace all this? Mm-hmm. And that's the value that women have for a man. See, because it's like, I could leave her, but then I'm going to have to do all this shit that she's doing. I'm going to have to find somebody to do that. And no one's ever going to live up to that standard.
Now, let's be real, though. The reason, this is my opinion. Let me say that. The reason women say things like that, like, I'm working on me, is they're trying to get to a space to where if they get in a relationship and it goes bad, they're set enough that they won't be affected by it. So women operate from a fear-based mentality. They're thinking about failure before it even starts. So before
which
they even find the man.
Which is not good to think that way, which I've evaluated within myself. It's something that I'm working through, but I'm okay with telling a man, like, you know, I'm working through these things. I'm trying to be better, but I don't want to half step a man and a good man or blow off a good man because I'm afraid. Because
like he said, a lot of your problems, if you had a good man, a good stable man, providing man, it's going to disappear. Like I hear women say, I'm trying to get my money up. We're in a two-income society. You're never going to get your money up on your own. But guess what? Right. You get with a man that's making double what you make. Well, now you can start saving. Now he can help you reach to where you're trying to get financially. But you're barely scraping by.
But how many good men have you passed up saying, I'm waiting to get myself in a good space? See? And that's what I'm saying. Those dudes are coming to you. It's kind of like that story where the guy was like, volcano was erupting and all the rescue people were coming to try to help him. He's like, God's going to save me. Then he got to heaven. Why you didn't save me? Well, I sent all those people to come. Like, the good men are, you're passing them up because you're like, I got to get to this space. And like with a man is like, look, I got to find a woman who's going to be able to like bring something to me that I need. And at the end, I just think everybody is overthinking the relationship situation. People in the fucking projects find a way to fucking procreate, okay? They ain't in the perfect situation. See, but their kids raise them. But their kids do grow up to eventually rob us when they become adults. Right? So I think people got at least their shit somewhat together. I think we'll be okay if we start getting in relationships and having children.
I have to be, sorry to cut you off, I have to be open to that, but I am the one that's going to cook, clean, everything. I love everything about being a woman and providing and doing those things for a man. Like the cook, everything.
These chicks want to cook.
I don't know about you, but my girl, I'm saying the
chicks out here talking about they can't find a good man. Like, have you really, the modern woman, a lot of those things have been lost. Like, why do men still got to go to an Asian to sew their pants up if they're a little bit too long? Back in the day, women knew these domestic duties, and that made them invaluable, like priceless to men. Like, I can't leave my wife. Like, if I leave my wife, I'm going to starve to death. Men used to really think like that.
But you know what I've noticed, you know, being in the podcast industry and, you know, meeting so many different type of men, I've noticed there's a lot of very good men, but a lot of women are ruining them. And I hate to say that, but I'm like, wow, like, she didn't cook for you, she didn't do these things. Like, because right. I was raised to be very domesticated, and right. I love these things. It's not like I was raised, you have to do these. Like, no, these are things that I love to do.
And that's why I think Cheyenne Bryan, instead of running her damn mouth, needs to start a cooking show or something so she could teach these girls something they could actually use.
But we both have to, it has to be equally. Like, men have to be accountable for their things, too. There's a lot of things, men have ruined good women,
all you got to do is walk past the men who aren't able to provide. Like, even if you're with a man, he don't marry you, y'all together like 10 years, that's common law. You could get them just like y'all was married. Like, right. The society is geared around women being protected from men who are out there just trying to operate maliciously against them.
This the main problem, though.
That is one of the problems. But what I'm saying is women are still trying to play the fucking victim when the whole society, bro, everything is geared in their favor.
This is the main problem. People are looking for too much advice. It's an overload of information. It's mm-hmm. an overload of listening to this guru, that guru. And half these people is fucking fakes doing it for content. Most of these motherfuckers that's in front of these cameras is goofies. I'm going to just tell you that right now. I've been in this podcast space for about 2 years. A lot of these niggas is goofies. They not who they pretend to be on these cameras. These bitches for sure be goofies. Don't be who they pretend to be in front of these cameras. So you taking advice from people that you're realistically doing better than. They're just on front of this camera putting on a fucking image, but they don't have no real life experience. And you listening to these dumb fucks and you fucking up your own life. Back in the day when we didn't have 1,000 gurus, people were figuring shit out. Man. Now you want to... Oh, who I need to listen to? Who I need to listen to? Nobody has a fucking brain or an independent thought. You need somebody to guide you. Guess what, bitch? It's the man that's supposed to guide you. That's why God gave us logic and gave y'all emotion. Because we lack emotion. So we need y'all to give us that emotional aspect. We're going to give you the logic. Yin, yang, bam, we're perfect. We're trying to do it alone. That shit don't work.
Viral. It's just like when you get sick and you start Googling your symptoms. By the time you're done, you got cancer. Like, what the heck? Like, no,
put so much fear in your motherfucking mind. Yeah.
That's the same thing people doing with their relationships with these damn podcasts and stuff. Bro, you Googling. Bro, how did every woman adopt the term narcissist? Like, when yeah, I was young.
Hive mind.
That word didn't even exist.
Listen, no.
The new word is demure.
I didn't want to hear that shit. Demure. Don't even speak on that.
The only reason I knew the word narcissist because I took a course on Victorian literature, and there's a book called Wuthering Heights, and there's a guy who's like a textbook narcissist in that book. That was way back when I was a kid, like 11 or 12. That word, no black person used that word.
Never in life.
I saw that word. I was like, I won't even use this in a sentence. 20 years later, they're throwing that word around. I'm like, y'all really don't even know what a narcissist is.
The Webster's Dictionary, bruh, can't stop.
I don't know what it means.
I think in this conversation, when we talk about men and women, I think we have to find our people, our tribe of people, our people that are on the same page as us, and everybody has to be accountable. I just sat here and told you things that most women won't come out here and say about their lives. You know, a lot of people are afraid to live in the truth. I'm going to live in my truth because I can't be nothing but myself.
I'm a people get rid of ego. That too. But in my experience, you got to keep as least people in your goddamn relationship out the way as possible.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're taking advice from so many different people. And like you just said, you're not using your own thoughts. You're taking advice from them that in your situation, they probably wouldn't handle it the way they're telling you to handle it. And you fucking off for everything that you're going against how you really feel.
Because you can have someone say, I would never would. But when they get in that situation, then
you be the main one. The main ones that say I would never be the main ones.
Listen, you got to realize people read comments. They know it's called a rage bait, right? I know for a fact, if I get in front of this camera and say certain things, I know what the audience want to hear. This is a reason that I get a lot of hate because I don't give a fuck what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what I feel you need to hear. You might not like it. You might not like the delivery. You might not like the message, but it's going to be the truth and what I believe is the truth. Fuck all that trying to feed your ego. And because realistically, that's what a lot of people do. The more popular relationship platforms is niggas in front of a camera lying.
People have to stop idolizing other people.
Lying.
Stop idolizing every situation. Stop idolizing this, you know, and focus on you, your internal, your what you got going on, what you're like from point A to point B. Like, people are so caught up in what social media and that couple go, that stuff is not real.
Do women want the truth?
Like, if you look,
hold on, do women really want the truth?
No, hell no.
Me, someone like me, yes.
No, do you believe women want the truth?
No,
I don't believe.
No,
forget your mind.
My bad. I would love the truth. But does it hurt sometimes? Yeah. Do I need to lash out now? Because I feel like you gave me the truth. Like, you told me what it is. Does it hurt sometimes? Yes. But do women nowadays want the truth? No. Because what I see now, and I have nothing but sisters. I have 7 sisters. So lash out.
Let me ask you this. So when men lie to y'all to spare your feelings, are we really wrong or are we the good guys for looking out for you? Because you know deep down, you don't even want the truth. So when we withhold the truth to spare your feelings so you can be at peace, are we the bad guys?
I feel like when you're... Okay, there's one thing to spare your feelings. Another thing is when you lie and you're putting me in danger. Like, let's say you have a side chick, right? And because this is a personal experience and this woman is deranged and crazy. I've been put in a situation where this woman was stalking me and I don't even know she's stalking me and I don't even know about the situation till way later. And you're lying, 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 lying. And then it gets to the point where my life is in danger. So it's situational. Like, if it's certain things that you need to protect your woman from, then yeah, okay, that's cool. It's not so much lying. Sometimes you just got to protect her. Now, in certain situations where it's like,
I'm in a relationship with you.
Uh-huh.
We're happy. Mm-hmm. You think I'm monogamous. Mm-hmm. Every Friday, you think I'm doing overtime. I'm really at Tammy's house getting my dick sucked.
She already know.
I lie to you and say Tammy don't exist. I'm doing overtime or I'm spending time with the guys. Really, I'm going to get my dick sucked because Tammy suck it. She got a little different technique than you. Your shit fire too, but Tammy, she do this thing where she tickle the balls and stroke it at the same time. And it's just different. Right. It's different.
Right. Okay.
Am I wrong for lying to you about that?
But is everything else in the home good?
Everything is good. Kids take care of you.
How would I ever find this out?
You go through my phone one day. You go through my phone one day.
I don't go through phone. So how?
No, but I'm just saying. Just one. You don't go through phone, but the phone's on the bed, face up. The message pop up. It's Tammy talking about how she sucked my dick the other day. You just like finna hand me the phone and you see it. Or she sent me a video busting it open. Hey, daddy. Oh, yo, shit. I found out now. But I've been lying to you this whole time. Am I the bad guy?
Yeah, you're not right for what you're doing. Is it worth?
What makes it wrong?
Because you're lying about going somewhere on a Friday night.
But you don't want the truth. So you want me to walk in and say, hey, babe, it's Friday. I'm finna go get this fire hand from Tammy. I'll be back in about 3 hours.
I just think that, okay, that's playing like mental gymnastics. That's playing with someone's emotions now.
Do you want the truth or not?
You only wrong if you busting Tammy down with the rock hard and giving wifey the floppy afterwards. That's when you're wrong, bro. I'm telling you. Hey, for real.
no.
You give me the word, nigga. You...
The situation is wrong because... Hey,
she get the gummy. You gotta, squeeze that motherfucker. Hey,
you
bust
a tummy down with prison steel. Like, what
the situation is wrong because you're lying. You're misleading me. Now, let's just say... You ain't even got to say off. You ain't even got to go through all the hey, I'm going out Friday night. Okay, cool, whatever. Everything at home is good. But when I, like I said, I don't want to know. But when I find out, that's when it becomes a problem because you're still lying.
So how can I be the good guy? I want to get my dick sucked from somebody else.
It doesn't make you a terrible person. It makes you a liar.
No, as a woman, this is for all women. How do guys not be the villain? I'm telling you, as a man, this is what all men want eventually. The head might not even be better over here. It's just something different. You my favorite meal. Every now and then, shit, I might want to taste something different.
You
disappointed. How do I do that without being the villain? Because lying, I'm the villain. Telling the truth, it's wrong.
No, it's not wrong telling the truth. It's just not... We have feelings,
she
right?
She ain't feeling no relationship like that, so she don't know.
Nah, but she knows she a woman. How are you going to accept that? If a man just tell you, like, babe, I'll be back. I'm going to go get my dick sucked.
I don't think I would.
Let me answer it. I can answer it.
No, let her answer it.
What
are
you talking about?
I couldn't be. I don't think that that's something that I could be.
She ain't have that situation.
So you wouldn't accept it. You would say, I'm gone.
I'm out of here. I can't really say that because I've accepted somebody back.
Hold on.
I can't just say... Oh, I'm gone. Am I going to be upset? Yeah. Am I going to act different? Yeah. Am I going to ignore you? Yeah. Is that right? No, because that's something we got to work. That's something you got to
work
through.
So in a man's mind, he thinks, why should he tell you the truth if he knows that all that is going to come after that?
So then my thing is, why do it then?
He just told you.
This is what we're telling you. This is hardwired into men. Monogamy is man-made. It's not natural. If we take all societal pressure away and just let's see how they act naturally in the wild with their natural instincts, men are going to naturally go after multiple women without any outside influence. Right. So this is God's coding. So when you say, why do it at all? God wanted us to
we
do
doing
that.
God,
God wanted me to fuck
God,
you and fuck Tim.
Let me ask
God
wanted me to do that. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, because you got no game with this thing. Look, so your man doing everything. He bringing you flowers. He met you at work for lunch, you know, all week. Babe, I just been thinking about you. You come home. He got the bath ready for you. The bed is all made. He done cleaned the dishes and all that. You see a text pop up on the phone. Ooh, you was riding the shit out of my shit last night from Tammy. Are you more willing, like, would it be more acceptable if he was doing all that? As opposed to he just, like, ignoring you, not really giving you no attention, like, you feeling real, like, unappreciated. Like, which one would make you, like, more apt to just saying, you know what, I'm not even going to bother myself with that? Which version?
I would prefer to be treated absolutely great. And then, you know, you did your thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's any woman. That's common sense.
You asking the question. That's what I'm saying. It's common sense. But she not there. She haven't had
those experiences. Who's never quiet on the set for that? Like,
you said what will make a woman accept it. That's gifts. Women want gifts.
If you're that nigga, they're accepting it, period. Until they don't have to.
Right.
But if there's no benefit for leaving you,
you have to understand you ruin a woman like that too. You do make her feel insecure. You make her so it's a thing that a woman is gonna go through now. She's gonna feel insecure about herself. I'm not the type of
let me ask
get
you why. Why does it hurt? Because you
because
don't
you,
accept the
because
fact.
If I'm not sharing myself with anybody, I feel like even though we don't own people, right? We are just experiencing
shit.
People in this lifetime. I don't own you.
If I'm with you, I own your ass.
If I'm with you, that's my pussy. I own
no,
period.
I'm saying own you as in.
Like no, I own you like you're my property. Like livestock. Like livestock, you're my property.
What I'm saying is I don't disrespect you to that extent, right? And I'm not giving myself to anybody. So it's hurtful to know that you're doing this with somebody else. And then you feel like, dang, are you treating this woman like you treat me? It's all these a million thoughts that go through your head. This is someone that's been cheated on for quite some time. So it's like, it's a lot of thoughts are going to go through. You're not going to be like, oh, okay, well, he treats me right. Home is good, so let me just ignore it now.
There's no way he could do all that for both.
And I ain't going to lie, though, cuz. At the end of the day, keep it a honey, cuz. Because in my experience, I didn't lie before, did bunk, and that shit happened. Like, what the fuck is you lying for? I'm saying, like, it's weak. But sometimes you get the ones that's cool with it. You keep it a honey. Sometimes you don't. You just got to be your way or the highway, man.
But do you got, like, somebody you're committed to, not just like casually dating. I mean, yeah, y'all together, committed, yes. Y'all yeah. committed, and you just casually telling her day to day, hey, yeah, I'm fucking these bitches.
I ain't saying it's you gotta like, do that. I ain't saying you doing that.
That's keeping it 100.
I'm not it's saying like, you're not, kid for about one, Sandy for one, Bones. A nigga not fucking a bitch day to day. And for two, it's not like I'm just out here going crazy doing all that. So it depends.
You know niggas be going crazy.
Yeah. Okay, nah, man, okay, man,
a lot of these niggas ain't even getting pussy, girl. So let's keep it 100.
We don't know what this other woman that your side chick is going through. She could be having some other thing. Then you gotta think about
she don't even know what your bitch doing all the time.
It's a lot of factors that play into that. Do you just, it's things that you can work through. That's why I don't like to see when people are like, you should have left him, he cheated on you. I'm not one of those people that's pro, just leave your man because, you know, he got caught cheating. But
that ain't realistic.
I believe.
That ain't realistic.
I'm not, and people probably going to hate me for saying that, but I'm not.
Don't worry about me.
Nah, ain't nobody going to hate you for that.
I believe a woman wants to be cheated on. And a woman needs to be cheated.
Hey, you know what's
crazy? Women inherently want to be cheated on. How many cases of men have we seen now who they were the perfect guy, never cheated, never had no side chick, gave her the world, and she said it's
Tyrese
boring.
Is the perfect example.
Tyrese.
Hey, but look, but what's even more crazy,
Corey Hardrick, you
see so much of women that want fucking chaos. It does not matter. This is what the fuck they want. They say they don't. They get the nice nigga, do everything, be faithful. This nigga was born. Cheat on me, slap me, do something. I'll be like, God
these
damn,
are
these
women
bitches.
That have been through bad things.
No,
This is what they're doing nowadays.
This is 2020.
We're not blaming that on trauma.
Yeah, but maybe
women operate in chaos.
You tell me a woman gotta be traumatized to want to get slapped.
No,
y'all could be sitting there cooling. Women like that. Man,
you can't say women. It's a certain collective.
She just proved the point though, because in your own head, you started creating more chaos than really existed. He's going to Tammy's house. Tammy giving him the two-handed twist, got 3,000, and he coming home to you. She ain't getting no money. He ain't got no emotions involved. It's nothing else other than Tammy got some fire ass head, and every now and then I need it. In your mind, are you treating her like me? Is there something more than that? Are you catching? You're creating things that
don't
exist.
That's why I said I would rather not know.
So you want us to lie, in other words, right?
I would just rather, I don't want to be cheated on, number one.
I got to push
but
back.
But I do know what's going to happen.
The book 50 Shades of Grey is a New York Times bestseller.
Love
the movie.
Right, you love it.
All them bitches want to get smacked.
Listen to what she said. Yeah. You love that book. Everyone who bought that book wasn't traumatized. That's exciting to women.
No,
they want
a
nigga to spank them and choke them and slap them.
We're talking about in sexual experience. He says some women want to be slapped because it's boring. I'm thinking of like just to cause an argument. Now you're in a man's face.
Come on, man.
It could be any route to that extent. You could say you don't like being slapped, but then when you get in the bedroom, you like being slapped in the bedroom. So you like chaos, regardless of how you're operating in it, regardless if it's through an argument, regardless if it's through sex.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
How many women, if you met, listen, women like getting fucked in alleys, all types of shit. Trust me.
Facts.
That's exciting to them. If a girl get a dude who's a swear, I just want to do missionary position. He's not very sexual experienced. Then she run into a nigga like John, like Johnny or whoever.
She want her shit murdered.
Man, take her in the alley, bend her over the fucking car, beat her shit down. She gonna be like, I like him better. He's more exciting. And that's what happens. Women get in relationships that become monotonous, marriages, and then why you think women fuck the pool guy? He ain't laying down the pipe like that probably, but it's just something exciting. He clean the pool, beat the pussy up, and my husband doesn't know. Y'all, you women are in denial about what y'all actually want.
Hold on, you long-winded nigga. I'm gonna let her get the last word because we gotta wrap up. So men are damned if we do, damned if we don't, in other words. Because I'm trying to get this perfect scenario to where men can truly operate in their natural selves and women basically accept it. Because women know, but then you're sitting, you're saying at the same time, like, I really don't want to accept
it. Women cheat more than men nowadays.
Okay, me, I'm not a cheater. I wouldn't do that. Like you said, the perfect, everything's going good at home. I personally wouldn't want to know you're going to Tammy's house, right? You're going to go to Tammy's house? Okay, I'm going to go finish cleaning up and then watch a movie, wait for you to get home. I don't want to know those things. But everything else is going right. Would I leave you if it comes out that you, no, because I feel like those are things you could work through and people could hate me for that, whatever, but it's, why would I leave a good relationship? It still doesn't make the relationship a bad relationship. I know we're living in a world. I don't think men have ever been faithful. I don't.
Facts.
I don't ever. And that's the honest to God truth. I've never thought that. I'm not saying it because I'm sitting with a bunch of men. I'll say that in front of women. You know,
so why do you still expect men to be faithful with you?
I didn't say I expect. I just don't. I would prefer not to know that you're going to Tammy's house. Like, that's what I'm saying. I just prefer not to know.
So you prefer men to lie?
Fellas, keep lying.
No, that's not
keep
necessary.
Lying. Keep lying. That's keep lying. And even when you're caught, lie some more. What Okamoto said, I don't care if you see me do it, I ain't do it.
I'm going to give you a term for the future podcast. Just say keep it respectful. That's what you're
doing. I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights so we put you on the shade.